WHO Chief Tedros demands return to masks alongside tried and tested social restrictions. By Simon Kent on July 13, 2022. World Health Organization, WHO. Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Tuesday demanded a return to strict anti-coronavirus measures including masks, mass vaccination programs, and social restrictions because the pandemic is nowhere near over. While many governments have all but abandoned coronavirus restrictions due to the declining threat, Tedros emphasized the pandemic remains. He believes this is no time for anyone to return to the freedoms of the past. The 57-year-old former Ethiopian Minister of Health and Foreign Affairs cautioned governments instead to deploy tried and tested measures like masking, improved ventilation and test and treat protocols as he addressed the media from the WHO Lakeside headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm concerned that cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, putting further pressure on stretched health systems and health workers, Tedros said. I'm also concerned about the increasing trend of deaths. The specter of some restrictions has already been raised in the UK if an increase in cases affects the treatment backlog in hospitals. The recently re-elected career bureaucrat continued, "New waves of the virus demonstrate again that the COVID-19 is nowhere near over. As the virus pushes at us, we must push back. We're in a much better position than at the beginning of the pandemic. Of course, there's been a lot of progress. We have safe and effective tools that prevent infections, hospitalizations and deaths. However, we should not take them for granted." He urged governments to regularly review and adjust their COVID-19 response plans based on changing situations. The WHO's Emergency Committee on Coronavirus met last Friday via video conference and determined the pandemic remains a public health emergency of international concern, the highest alarm the globalist organization can sound. WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan told the meeting global COVID cases reported to the WHO increased by 30% in the last 2 weeks, largely driven by Omicron subvariants BA.4 and BA.5. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.